Sandra Hernandez, S-A-N-D-R-A Hernandez, 425-82. Just complained back pain, number one, abdominal pain, number two, possible pyelo, number three. Status post treatment with Rocephin and Macrobed yesterday, number four, history of leg pain, number five, history of claudication in the legs and arms, number six, nausea, number seven, morbid obesity. Patient weighs 289 pounds, used to weigh over 350. Next number, weight loss, unexplained, cannot rule out diabetes. Next number, no family history of diabetes or hypertension reported as far as patient knows. That's family history for you. Last period, 5/22/20, 5/25/22. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Works as in an assembly line, surgery, C-section, appendectomy, tubal ligation, medical problems, none, allergy, none, medications, none, COVID immunization up to date. She's also has recurrent urinary tract infection, married, 21 years, has four children. COVID immunization, none, by the way. Blood pressure yesterday was 160 over 80, today's 160 over 78, 88, 16, 99, 98.6. Heart positive, some positive, lungs, clear, abdomen, obese, and no CVA tenderness, neck shows no diabetes, skin shows no rash, around the coast with that vision, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. What is it?
3.
1 plus edema. Neurological non-focal. Lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Assessment number 1, blood sugar is 384.
Sandra, what was the last time she ate?
Last time she ate was 2 hours ago. Number two, history of urinary tract infection. Number three, check blood work. Number four, check hemoglobin A1C. Number five, check kidney function, liver function. Number six, add metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Number seven, continue with Macrobid. Number eight, Rocephin a gram now. Number nine, sleep check for sleep apnea, which most likely she has it. Number 10, the weight loss is not so unexplained now with history of diabetes. Next number, RVH. Next number is LVH. Next number, intermittent claudication. No sign of DVT or severe PVD noted. Next number, for patient to come back next week. Next number, hormones, patients. Periods appear to be stable. Next number, as far as the abdominal pain is concerned, no other abnormality was noted on the ultrasound. Next number, as far as her neck is concerned, we looked at a carotid ultrasound because of dizziness. No obstruction, no significant obstruction was noted. Next one is because of her morbid obesity. We looked at her thyroid. Her thyroid structurally looked okay. We're going to check a TSH, of course. Next number, we also looked at her leg because of claudication problems, mild PVD noted. Next number is morbid obesity. Next number is must lose weight. Next number is hypertension. Next number is history of preeclampsia. Next number is gestational diabetes, which prompted us to check for diabetes at this time. Next number, overall prognosis is poor unless this lady gets with the program and does what needs to happen. Next number is check A1C. Next number is come back in 1 week with blood sugar in hand. Next one is prescription for a glucometer and Lancet, as well as strips. And next one is much education regarding diabetes after blood work was drawn today. Thank you.